Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported. So as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We're starting today's show with an update on how the coronavirus is affecting the Bay Area. Here's KALW's news director, Ben Trefney.
Disneyland is shutting down. The NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments have been canceled. The San Francisco Unified School District will close to students for 3 weeks beginning on Monday. And the state of California says events with 250 or more people should be put off to slow the spread of the COVID-19 or novel coronavirus. Governor Newsom stood with health and business officials Thursday morning to talk about executive orders he's making because of the outbreak. For one thing, he's removing the waiting period for unemployment and disability insurance for Californians who lose work because of the pandemic. Newsom said his team is running scenarios on public safety and public health, as well as economic conditions. Then Newsom referred to the state budget, which is currently being discussed.
And the wonderful thing about standing here in March and not in June and July, or worse, August, is that we have a revise coming up that was going to happen on the natural and now will happen with all of this benefit of new information, and we'll meet the moment.
For California's homeless population, advocates are concerned the coronavirus will eventually spread quickly. Louis Chiquin is president of Abode Services, which works with thousands of low-income, unhoused people throughout the Bay Area. He says right now there hasn't been a widespread outbreak in the community because homeless people are isolated. They aren't as susceptible to risk factors like exposure to large groups or travel. But
it seems pretty clear that age is a vulnerability threshold, 16 above. And we know that from other data that if you're homeless on the streets, for example, and in your 50s, you're basically a senior in terms of your health. So you could likely move the vulnerability from 60 to 50 for homeless people, and that's a large portion of the homeless population now.
Plus, he says, there's a risk factor of poor hygiene.
Because of sanitary conditions, particularly for those who are on the streets, they don't have the luxury of, even having access to soap and sanitizer and other methods of that people are using to mitigate contraction of the virus. So I think once it reaches a homeless population, it's going to spread pretty quickly is what we're afraid of.
Social service agencies in San Francisco are working to limit the spread of the virus while continuing to help clients with basic needs. KALW's Angela Johnston stopped by St. Anthony's in the Tenderloin yesterday.
The nonprofit is most known for its dining room service, which provides thousands of plates of free food each day. But when I walk by, there's a long lunch line outside on Golden Gate Avenue. The dining room is closed, and workers pass out meals in brown to-go boxes. Kevin Stoll says he misses the social aspect of sharing a meal with friends.
I'm so used to being, having a sitting down and eating my food, and now I have to, just grab my food and just go somewhere else. But I'm just so glad that they are providing food and other services, even though it's limited as it is.
St. Anthony's implemented a COVID-19 plan earlier this week. That includes closing the dining room and computer lab and suspending walk-in and in-person social work appointments. Those have to be done on the sidewalk outside or over the phone. And when you enter the building, someone points an infrared thermometer at your forehead to see if you have a fever before letting you in.
All right, I'm just going to take your temperature to enter the building. If you have a fever of 101, 100 or plus, you're not going to be allowed in the building. Okay?
Okay, and what's that thing?
This is a head thermometer. Okay, so I'm just going to put it towards your head and take your... Okay, 98.5, you're clear.
Inside, I meet St. Anthony's Executive Director, Jose Ramirez. He tells me the organization is putting out more portable hand washing stations, showers, and bathrooms on the street.
And I just got permits approved today from Public Works, so we'll have more access to have safe space on the curbside so we can actually activate new opportunities for serving our community.
He says the coronavirus does not discriminate, so it's crucial to pay attention to vulnerable populations, the unhoused, low-income, and elderly people that use their services daily.
Because what happens here in the Tenderloin with so many high-risk individuals, if we can't address the need here, it will definitely affect the need throughout other neighborhoods and communities in San Francisco, in the East Bay, in Northern California, and beyond. So
Ramirez says they'll evaluate their plan in 2 weeks, but he expects that if the pandemic gets worse in the Bay Area and folks lose their job or income, these services will only become more important. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for KALW News.
We'll continue covering this rapidly changing situation on KALW's airwaves, website, and social media channels. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.